That's right. Welcome in. Welcome back, folks, to a Notre Dame new AD, Pete Bavakwa, has been doing a little bit of talking lately. And I got to admit, I really like what this guy's saying. Let's break it all down. Maybe it doesn't matter to you, but it matters to me. And I like it. In addition to the always Irish shout. As always, you can find the program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up. That helps Johnny Boy out as well. Notifications on that way. You will learn it every time a new episode drops. I know you don't want to miss it. Twitter. Search bar, Always Irish, or at Always Irish Inc. Emails, alwaysirishandy@gmail.com. Audio only anywhere you want it. You can get it if you don't want to see my face. I don't blame you for that. Call-in lines. They were popping the other day, baby. 312-988-15. You dialed up. Tell Yanni Boy all you've heard and seen. Instagram, Facebook, Always Irish Inc. USA Today, Irish Wire. Read all about it. Patreon.com/AlwaysIrish. Former captain, the leading tackler, by the way, Mike Goolsby and myself. Breaking it all down. We have a good time over there. Thank you to all that are there already year round. All right. I hope you're all doing well. It's good to have you here. I want to talk about Notre Dame's new athletic director, Pete Bavakwa. And this topic, I think, is a bigger deal to me than it is a lot of people in Notre Dame land. Most notably on that list, when I think of this, is my Patreon partner, Mike Goolsby. I have always had a lot of interest in the mechanisms that make Notre Dame move, the politics behind the scenes, the admin drama, all the egos, all that stuff at that eye level. I've always had a keen interest on go, and this goes back all the way to Frank. Like there's always been a history of Notre Dame's ADs and at that level and how they get along, their relationship with football, how they perceive Notre Dame football, what it means to them, how they want to shape things for the university, where football fits in. All of this stuff has really always been interesting to me. But not everybody gets into that part of it. It just doesn't hit everybody that way. You know, I'll say to Goolsby, do you see the new AD's quotes? I love it. And his response is, that's great. Can he run routes? Like, how much more eligibility does he have? Like, it's... that doesn't hit him. Some of this stuff doesn't hit him the way it does me. He values other stuff differently. Like, I'm totally open to admitting that I dive deeper and let this stuff get into my brain more than some people do. And I admit that openly. I'm seeing some stuff from Bavakwa that I really like. I'm seeing some messaging I like. I'm seeing some fire I like. I'm seeing some acknowledgments I like. I'm seeing some openness I appreciate. There's some meat on this bone to me. So let's go over a little bit of this, okay? And listen, I understand words are just words, actions are actions. Like, I understand all that. But as we start this discussion, here's the number one thing for me. My number one thing is with the Notre Dame AD, whoever it is, clear messaging is important. Clear messaging that lets the fans know, you know, the priorities we have, what we value, that we're all on the same exact wavelength. That gives people like me comfort to know that the guy leading Notre Dame football that makes these decisions gets it, is seeing things in the modern reality the way we do and what the fans want and value with Notre Dame football and all that. I didn't always feel like I had a clear understanding of where Jack stood on everything all the time. And maybe you could say, it's none of your business. Like, that guy has a job to do. He doesn't need to tell John in his basement what's going, the next plan for Notre Dame football. I understand that. I just, sometimes there was a disconnect with Jack where I didn't honestly know if he was fully getting it. And when you did hear from Jack, it was a little awkward. He's not the most comfortable conversationalist casually with people. I never fully felt like I was confident he gets it and is on the same wavelength with us of the vision of all this. I never felt that with Jack. That he was standoffish, very lawyery. It felt like even with our own Notre Dame people, he didn't want you to know the full story, what was going on. His public persona was a little rough around the edges, and I don't think it was intentional. I just think it's a personality thing. That whole lawyery thing, keep everything close to the vest, and you, only you need to know if you need to know. Like, there was a lot of that feeling with Jack. It didn't feel very open with the plan here or whatever. Pete's a lot more naturally outgoing. That is clear after like 2 weeks solo on the job here. Remember, him and Jack double teamed this for a while. He's just way more outgoing and naturally gregarious. When he walks in the room, there's a different presence. He's smiling, looking for somebody to talk to. Jack was just in the back of the room. I don't know. It just feels like he's a lot more naturally outgoing and gregarious. And just a lot more casually open socially in a way that creates comfort. And the relationship part of all this matters a great deal to me. And I just think Pete's going to have an easier time creating them with the fan base, that relationship with other people at Notre Dame. He seems to be a lot easier to just converse with and get on the same page with and have a back and forth with. He's just much more naturally that way. And again, this isn't like one personality's better or whatever. It's just kind of what hits me. Jack was just standoffish, man. I never really knew if he fully understood things the way we do and what our value, like it was always, why did I always have to question at the end of every night, does Jack see things the way we do? I never had full confidence that he did. I there was a lot of times where I'm wondering, what is he really, does he get it the way we do? Is he thinking of it? Give us something we can hang on to that shows that you're right there with us. And a lot of times you got nothing and then a big decision was made and you would find out what he thought, right? And maybe that's just the way he wanted to do it, which is fine. That's his prerogative. Pete's a lot more open and casual socially with these interactions. I just think that's going to help them. In today's fast-paced digital age, seamless and secure transactions for your business aren't a luxury. They're an absolute necessity. That's where your friends at Paisly step in. Paisly's in the business of making your business run smoother, not just as a payment processor, but as a true partner in your success and growth. Paisly's platform is intuitive. The fees are transparent. Security ironclad, processing instant, and the support team is unmatched. If you're looking to take your business to the next level anywhere in the United States, call one of the all-stars of Always Irish Radio, Chicago's very own Tom Frawley at 773-332-7742 or email him tom@paisleypartners.com for a personalized payment processing consultation addressing your unique business needs. And be sure to tell them Always Irish sent you. In regards to the early negotiation skills, good job in tandem with Jack on the TV deal and the playoff deal. We need to be clear here. Jack was involved in these discussions. So if I don't know who handled what more than the other guy or whatever. But you got to credit them both for getting that stuff done. And obviously Pete's heavy on the TV side. So good job. I mean, this included Denbrock and a lot of money spent on assistants and big changes with the conference stuff and the TV and the CFP and all that. I think they did a pretty good job on that. Again, I can't give all credit to Pete. I know Jack was involved and I want to respect that. Just little things, you guys. The locker room when the ladies were going to the Sweet 16 and he's in there celebrating and it just seemed really down to earth and genuine. And he's saying, hey, it's my first official day. What a great start. He just comes off a lot more like a regular guy you could have a back and forth with than Jack. And that's just, it hits me as being more comforting. Here's where it gets really exciting, though. If you're a dork like me with this kind of stuff. He was doing an interview with ESPN about Notre Dame's desire for independence, and he went very, very hard on that point and prioritizing that point. And I appreciated hearing that. Even if it's just like supposed to be understated that we all understand that's the position of the AD. I like hearing it and having it on public record that way. Comforting, I would say. Who was it this week? It was it Eric Hansen he met with, and Pete's over here talking about football successes in the DNA of Notre Dame. Good to know. Good to know, because there's a lot of ADs that actively at some points worked against football success, worrying that it would get too big and overshadow academics and the other stuff the university's done. That's been a real thing in the history of the relationships of head football coaches in Notre Dame and the AD. There have been multiple times over Notre Dame's history where the AD of our own school put the governor on the football program to try and slow its roll. So if you think I'm out of line for even worrying about some of this stuff, Notre Dame has a history of ADs trying to control the football program from getting too big and having too much power and sway and too much profile around the country and not wanting the head coach to be a figurehead and overshadowing the university. Our own people have put the governor on the universe, on the university's football team to slow its role in the past. So I think that validates my concern of wanting to get guys on record here and know where they stand. Because there's been issues there in the past. This guy's out here talking about, it's been a long time since we won a championship, and every year that goes by, we don't win another one. It eats away at your soul a little bit. Pete, you're talking my language, brother. You're talking my language with that. That hits me in my soul, too. I love it. I love it. Even if you want to say, oh, he's the new guy and he just wants to curry favor with the people like John hanging on everywhere. I don't care. I like hearing that messaging. I like hearing that messaging. I've heard more about the genuine intentions of this AD in 2 weeks on the job than I got clarity out of Jack in 16 years. I've gotten more clarity of exactly where this AD thinks of all this stuff in his mind in the first 2 weeks he's been on the job alone than I had clarity from Jack in 16 years. He just seems so guarded. You could never really know if he saw things the way we did. So far, so good. I like the vibe. I like the energy. I like how modern he is. I like the vision. And I like that he's sharing it clearly. He gets his mission. He gets the mission. And some people are going to think this episode's weird. Like, why are you making a big deal? He's just a paper pusher, whatever, man. It's just a big deal to me that whoever's in this position has the same vision that we do and understands things the way we do, values football the way we do. And I'm getting that early messaging from him, and it's refreshing. It's comforting. Now you got a younger AD, you got a younger president, you got a younger head coach. This provides me some comfort in this era of modern change. You know, that's been one of the big existential worries. All these big scale, philosophical, practical changes in the sport. Is Notre Dame have the people in place to roll with that? This younger regime that's in power at Notre Dame is they're modern and they get it. And that gives me comfort. I could just tell overall Pete's a more outgoing, open guy communication-wise. And I just think that's going to help him navigate and build all these relationships you need to build. And I always felt Jack struggled with that comfortable messaging and all that. Maybe by design even. Like, I get it. Jack's a lawyer. There's things negotiated. We don't need to know everything. I understand that. Maybe that was just a part of him protecting his operation, he felt like. But it always just caused a little uncomfort that I never fully knew where Jack stood on things at all points. And it's comforting to see that this guy's approaching it a little different and really seems committed to the mission and understanding what football means to all of us. I appreciate the clarity. I appreciate the directness. And I just think he's a more comfortable guy socially, and that's going to help him in his tenure, both with negotiating relationships with business people, currying favor from the fans, whatever it is. But when this guy's up here talking about football success being in the DNA of Notre Dame and the wanting to be independent forever, what that means to us, and the one that gets me is this guy saying every time we don't win a title, it eats away at your soul. Yes, that's the kind of guy I need in charge of Notre Dame football. That's it. That's the mentality of a guy I need in charge of this program. Not, well, the women's sports are good and we got another fencing trophy and so I'm doing a pretty good job here. You can't win them all. No, no. Football is the needle that moves things at Notre Dame. This guy gets the importance of that. It's a big deal to me. It's a big deal to me. So far, so good on Pete. I like everything he said. You can tell me, John, this is crazy. You're just buying into a new guy saying what he wants to say to make you like him, whatever. Fine. At least I know it's in his head the way I think. So I like this. I think it's off to a good start, and I get excited when I see these quotes. It tells me this guy really wants to push this and not put a governor on it. Let's go into the modern era, Pistol Pete, and go win some stuff. I like it.